If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, back here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And you guys know what kind of wrestling fan I am. We're talking about wrestling all the time. And right now we have the distinct pleasure of being joined by the Director of Authority for TNA Wrestling, Santino Marella. Of course, you remember him from a long stint in WWE. And tonight, the TNA group has Under Siege from Brampton, Ontario, and then Border Brawl on Sunday from Niagara Falls in Canada. And Santino is with us. Santino, thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure. I'm doing well. A little nervous. My daughter has a match today at Under Siege against Tessa Blanchard, and she's a tough individual, but not only tough, she's mean and she's a little ruthless. So I'm a little nervous for my daughter, but you know, she's trained for this. She's an incredible athlete. I think she'll impress a lot of people.
She is. And for those that don't know, Ariana Grace is your daughter, right? So that's who you're talking about. And you know, it's interesting because I was looking at an angle on TNA's official Twitter, and she was involved in that. And you mentioned Tessa Blanchard, and you were making this impassioned. First, before we get into what happened ultimately in that sequence, what is it like working with your daughter and doing the same thing? Did you encourage it? Did you want her to stay away from the business? How did that work?
We didn't really talk about it much. I thought she was going to be a television personality. She's, very good in front of the camera. And when she finished university, she got her biology degree from Western Ontario. And I kind of said, you want to do this? And when I first started, that probably wasn't an environment that I would be happy about putting my daughter in. Mm-hmm. Not that it wasn't a bad environment. It's just that it's so much more professional now. The equality. I mean, we're leaders. The industry we're leaders with regards to gender equality. And now everything's corporate, and it's a safe environment that has a lot of opportunities afterwards as well.
Yeah, you're right, because when you were coming up and in superstardom, there was a lot of the Playboy stuff and a lot of the sexual innuendo and whatever, and now women are headlining cards in WrestleManias and are a huge part of the show, and they can maintain their appeal from a physical and beauty standpoint, but they are true athletes, and they are in often cases the stars of the show. Not to take away anything from the men, but it has evolved that much in the last 25-ish years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Related to tennis, I find women's tennis is a little more enjoyable to watch.
I agree.
Sometimes the men's tennis is just like smashing aces. It's a little too explosive for the viewer to actually tune in. And it's the same with female wrestling. I think that they tell a story. It's a little bit slower, but just enough to be able to digest the story properly.
Right.
And yeah, it's, and the, I mean, the, they're incredible athletes.
No, that's a great point. Don't forget to check out Border Brawl from TNA, Canada versus the United States at the Niagara Falls Convention Center this Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can watch it live on Zonify. It's a free streaming service, so you can watch it live on Zonify. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's free, so we should have a tremendous reach.
Absolutely.
Zonify anywhere in the world, so... It's a border brawl between the United States and Canada, but it's an international event with regards to, you know, the people that are going to tune in and watch. I'm having a match actually against Nick Nemeth, formerly known as Dolph Ziggler.
Sure.
And it's a flag on a pole match, and I'm representing Team Canada, and he's representing the United States of America.
Now, I know you guys have invited the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Canada. You're Canadian born, right? Even though, you know, of course, you have the Italian roots and everybody kind of knows you as that. How did the genesis of this event, Memorial Day weekend, how did it all come about? I know that area very well, Santino. I went to school in Buffalo. I was just up in Niagara Falls. It's a wonderful area of the world, right? I mean, everybody knows the falls. How did this whole event on Zonify come about?
Well, actually, it's interesting. It kind of came about rather quickly. So we had, normally we have Under Siege, then on Saturday we're recording a couple of episodes of TV, and we literally just got an email that said, by the way, you're not going home Sunday, you're going to Niagara Falls, and there's this new event. So the origin of the event, actually, I don't know. I'm sure we're going to find out today in our production meeting when we get to work. But in light of everything that's happening with the, you know, tariffs and Canada
makes
versus
sense.
USA hockey and everything. So it's, the timing is really good. And it should be, and the beauty of pro wrestling is storytelling. And when you have this built in, you know, like nucleus of a story with regards to a country versus country, it's going to make the night easy to follow, easy to cheer. You know, there's very distinct teams and sides. So it's going to be a fun event. I anticipate the crowd to be, pretty amped up.
Yeah, you know, we're, I think, the same age. We're both 51, right? I think you're 51, right? So, when I was growing up as a young guy, it was, you know, Iron Sheik versus Hulk Hogan. It was USA versus Iran, right? It was USA versus Russia with Nikolai Volkov and so on and so forth. It's so funny how things have changed, not only in our world, obviously, but also in professional wrestling. And now you have Border Brawl, USA versus Canada. You can watch it live for free on Zonify Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, of course, as well, TNA with a big pay-per-view tonight called Under Siege, which you can check out. TNA Plus, Santino Marella with us, and nice enough to join us. So I wanted to ask you this. So I was, you know, again, watching where your daughter gets attacked, right, by Tessa Blanchard. You then get attacked. You're making this impassioned speech. I loved it, man. I do a lot of things as a radio host off the cuff, right? Nothing is scripted. How much of, you know, we're family and we're building something here and you're doing your thing and you're kicking ass and you're taking names. And I loved it. I mean, it was so passionate. How much of that is scripted in your mind before you go out there? How much is just off the cuff? I'm always curious by that.
Yeah. When I first started in wrestling, things were written down, you know, I tried to deliver verbatim. And then as you get a little more experience and you're in the trust and the respect of the creative team, you have a little more freedom. So there were some points that I had to hit, but a lot of that was me just kind of flowing from the heart. And some of the stuff I preach to my students as well. I'm also a coach, right. at Battle Arts Academy. And that was largely improv. You know, I really just kind of went with it. And it's funny because, you know, when you're in the moment, and I'm not playing Santino, I become Santino, and I am Santino. And I just delivered what Santino would do. And then when I came through the curtain, there was like hugs and cheering, and everyone was like, that was amazing. I was like, yeah, I got to watch it back. I was so in the moment, I actually watched it today because it aired last night. So I watched it this morning, and I said, okay, I see what they're talking about. That was pretty passionate.
Yeah, it was great, dude. You've done so many of these, and I love your character. I've always loved, you know, your personality. It's what drew me to you so many years ago, and I think it's what drew wrestling fans to you. But that was unbelievable. And I know when I hit it on the mark and I feel good about what I did, I would imagine, again, you know, in your case, okay, I hit a home run there. All right, so Team USA, Team Canada. Of course, Canada is going to win, right? Because Canada, not only, I mean, not only are you from there, but, you know, also hockey's a great sport and hockey's the best. And Canadian beer is awesome, right? Molson, Labatt, all that, right? So Team Canada is going to win this weekend, right?
Well, you know, if you look at the Olympic wrestling, USA is pretty stacked. So, and Nick Nemeth was a standout wrestler from Kent State.
He was.
He has the most winningest record in Kent State history.
I know.
I was a national judo team member for Canada. So we're both pretty accomplished grapplers, and it's going to be a good match, you know.
I had a conversation with Nick Dolph Ziggler a couple of years ago about Kent State because my daughter went there for a couple of years. Yeah, so I knew a little bit about that. So it's interesting that you mentioned it. Well, listen, I know we have to let you run, but I appreciate your time. It's great to catch up with you. It's great to see you. Awesome, awesome, awesome thing that aired on TNA for people. Check it out. It's all over the place. Santino Marella, the director of Authority. Have a great night tonight at Under Siege and obviously Border Brawl. USA versus Canada, free on Zonify, 5 o'clock Eastern time Sunday on this Memorial Day weekend. Santino, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, that is Santino Marella from TNA. After that, after we recorded that, we actually had another 2 minutes of conversation about Buffalo and colleges, and he was asking me a couple of questions, but I didn't think anybody really wanted to hear Canisius College talk and Buffalo State talk. And
did you get his hot dog take?
All that. So I did not, because I hadn't thought of the hot dog topic as of yet. But as a Canadian born in Mississauga, Ontario, with an Italian heritage to him, my guess is he's probably, you know, and also he's in shape, unlike me. Probably not eating too many hot dogs. Probably not. That's the worst part of a good hot dog, is that unless you're eating like Dr. Sabah with the turkey, Frank, at 60 calories a pop, and a low-carb bun because she's so, like, dedicated to her health. You know, a hot dog's not great for you. I mean, especially in the bun, whatever kind of bun.
I don't hate the turkey ones. Like, they're not.
Oh, I don't hate them.
They're not as good, but they're not terrible.
No. Like you were saying earlier about the veggie stuff, I would much rather have a turkey dog or even a chicken Frank. I've seen those from time to time. And occasionally if I want like an Italian sausage-y type thing and I don't want the full fat, I'll get like they're like different brands, I forget the brand, but like they're pre-packaged essentially, they're pre-cooked, and they're like really low in calories and fat compared to normal sausage.
Or normal like Little Smokies or something.
Yeah,
right?
Not Little Smokies. I forgot the brand name, but I see it all the time in the grocery store. But they've got like, you know, Smokehouse Cheddar or Smokehouse this, and they're pre-cooked,
They are sausage link-like, but without all the fat. Because, again, fat makes the world go round, right? It's the difference between, I mean, we talk about all this stuff in a Chicago-style dog, which just ruins it. But the actual taste of a hot dog, like a real beef hot dog, is amazing. Without any accoutrements, right? Without any of it. It's just amazing. It is so good.
I'm not big on a plain dog myself, but I hear what you're saying.
I'm not suggesting that I would have a lot of plain hot dogs. I guess what I'm trying to get at is just the taste of the actual dog. Like what I'll do, all right, for instance, to try and save calories at, what's the stadium name? Northwest Stadium. In the press box, they'll have the big, thick, quarter-pound hot dogs, right? All beef hot dogs in a tray. And everybody will get buns and whatever. To save calories and carbs, I'll just eat the damn hot dogs by themselves. Maybe a little drizzle of cheese sauce or whatever on it just to jazz it up a little bit. But I love, the point is I love the actual taste of the meat and of the hot dog without anything else. I don't need a bun. I don't need mustard. I don't need ketchup. I don't need relish or sauerkraut or anything like that. I just love the actual taste. That's it. Our friend Heather, who brought us, was so nice to bring us cookies. She's from Chicago. She said, she weighed in, you know my thoughts, with a big smiley face. RH Film says, I'd eat it. This is in reference to the Chicago-style hot dog. But I don't need a side salad on top of my dog. Just give me some mustard and or relish, and let's call it a day. Mayor says, pass. Big Doug from the Big Doug and Carmi podcast says, I like them. Yeah, it's a no for me, dog. I mean, it's just a no for me. I think it's the tomato slices that ruin it the most, and the yellow mustard. But the tomato slices really get
tomato
me.
Tomato slices, that's just chaotic.
Yeah. It's just like, all right, have you ever been out? I know we're talking a lot about food. We'll get back to the calls. It's Memorial.
I have been to Chicago, if that's what you're asking.
No. Have you ever been out west to like California and...
I was born in California, dude.
Were you? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. How long did you live in California then?
I was a military brat, so off and on a couple times.
Okay.
Last time I lived there, I was in kindergarten.
Okay.
But I did spend my kindergarten
old
year
enough
in LA.
Maybe old enough to remember. Is it pretty standard that most California pizza joints, not California Pizza Kitchen, which became a national chain, but most like local California pizza joints serve hot pizza with cold tomato slices?
I don't know, man. I was in California maybe 5 years ago in LA, and I don't remember in San Diego I went to also. I don't remember anything like that.
Mm.
But because I wasn't touring all the pizza places.
Okay.
I was going to like...
Yeah, you're a young guy, right?
Well, I was going to breweries mostly.
At 5 years old in kindergarten?
5 years ago, I'd
say.
Oh,
5 years ago.
That's the last time I was in LA. It was about 5 years ago. We went to LA and San Diego, and which they have great breweries in both those cities and whatever. So,
well, they have great breweries everywhere.
Yeah, but LA's got some great ones. And so San Diego's has a phenomenal beer scene, actually. So,
in the gas district or whatever it is?
Kind of all over. Okay. I could ramble about this for 10 minutes or something. The zoo is kind of really big there, and then the breweries we went for also.
All right. Well, so anyway, the point is I moved out to Las Vegas in 1999, and the first meal I had was at this local pizza joint in Las Vegas, not on the strip, but off the strip. And they served the hot pizza with cold or at least room temperature tomato slices on it. And me and my ex-wife, who we had just gotten married at this point, me and my ex-wife looked at each other like, what the bleep is this? I mean, I had never heard of such a thing. And they were like, that's how we do it on the West Coast. So I didn't know if that – I've only been to Los Angeles for 10 hours in my life. And it was to see a Caps-Kings game and to walk around L.A. Live and to walk to the train station. That's it. I never ate. I've been in San Diego for a day, but I was covering a football game. I've been in San Francisco and Oakland a couple of days, but I never had pizza again. So I don't know if that's like a standard thing. And I never really ate at California Pizza Kitchen because it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I thought, well, why would I want to eat something bougie like that?
Yeah, I've you know, my dad used to live in Long Beach, so I'd go out there once in a while to visit him and stuff. But
you don't remember anything.
I don't remember anything that weird about the pizzas. But honestly, I probably wasn't ordering pizzas with a lot of tomato on it anyway if I was out there. So I if I'm out by the coast, I tend to be doing seafoody stuff.
Okay.
So.
All right. And certainly I understand that, and that's probably why I haven't had pizza also. In my return trips to California, but the point
I did one time. I was in St. Petersburg, Russia once, and I ordered a pizza at an Italian restaurant because it's always interesting to see how like other countries view like Italian or Chinese or something.
You were in St. Petersburg, Russia?
Yeah. Oh. It was about 20 years ago.
I was in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I've been there too, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But I had a pizza and they cracked an egg on it and then put it in the oven.
It was so bizarre. A raw egg and then they baked it?
Yeah. It was like it's kind of like having a fried egg on a burger kind of thing, but it was like so weird. But
I mean, the fried egg on a
burger,
like
when you're in another country, you just kind of try what they have, you know, so.
The fried egg on a burger thing seems gross to some people.
So American, though.
Because it's creamy and it's got like almost a cheese sauce consistency
makes
sometimes.
You feel like Rocky when you're eating this terrible food for you, but it makes you feel like Rocky.
There you go. All right, we're talking a lot of food today because, you know, I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, Friday. It's the unofficial kickoff to summer. We're with you until 4 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We still have Dumb Dumb of the Day, and I got to get to some Commanders stuff. I'll do that next, plus your final phone calls. Stay with us.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.